This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 58 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Arkansas State Police arresting 28-year-old Andrew McCann of Springdale in Saturday's killing of Clinton and Kristen Brink while they were hiking with their children at a state park. Search crews recover the body of a man and two young girls in a biofuels plant making wood pellets that exploded Tuesday in Fremont, Nebraska. Officials say the man was an employee at the plant. President Trump announcing he's reached a trade deal with South Korea for a 15% tariff. As for India, tariffs will be 25%.
The president says it's because India's tariffs on products that we export there are just too high, that they haven't opened their market to American products. And there's a reason then he's going to put this very steep 25% tariff then on the goods that we bring into this country from India.
ABC's Karen Travers. The Navy confirms that an F-35C fighter aircraft crashed Wednesday evening at Naval Air Station Lemoore in Central California, says the pilot ejected safely. This is ABC News. A city councilman attacked at his place of business in Virginia. Danville police say a suspect with a personal matter confronted Lee Volger, covered him in flammable liquid, and set him on fire. Volger's boss, Showcase magazine owner Andrew Brooks.
This type of senseless act of violence has to stop. You do not have the right as a human being to get upset with someone enough to lash out and attempt to harm them in any way, much less this way.
Police say the suspect, Shotzi Michael Buck Hayes, is facing attempted first-degree murder charges. Security firms across the country say they're getting a growing number of calls from corporations worried about workplace safety in the wake of the New York City office building shooting. Hershey says President Trump's tariffs will cost the company between $170 and $180 million this year. Earlier this month, the chocolate maker said it would raise prices because of rising cocoa costs. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
A high in the upper 70s today, maybe a stray sprinkle early on. Otherwise, northeast winds 7 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear and cool, patchy fog possible, a low down to 52. Friday, mostly sunny and pleasant, a high of 78. Saturday, 80, with a great day of sunshine and mild conditions. Sunday, partly cloudy, continued nice, and a high of 81. Right now, a south to southwest wind is at 3 miles per hour. And after a midnight reading of 59, we're at 58 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise today, Thursday, the final day of July.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Grammy Award-winning country music star, Trisha Yearwood.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
storm howls above me, and there's no high. Jesus, Lord, hear my cry, keep me safe till the storm passes by.
We start the day in a positive way with the Statler Brothers, Until the Storm Passes By. Before that, our national anthem performed by Trisha Yearwood. Here we are together again, friends. We're here to make a difference again today. Thank you so much for joining us, for being a part of our Grace Radio auctions the last 3 days, two more days to go. So we have that a little bit later on today. And a little bit later on, we'll share with you some sports scores. Well, unfortunately, the Cubs got one back on the Brewers yesterday, but yeah, that's the way it goes. Hey, the Brewers still won the series, right? Let's start those chores today, Thursday, July 31st. Here is Johnny Cash.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you
I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Parton on the Mel Cow Show. Hey, lucky lady. There's an air quality alert for today until noon for high levels of wildfire smoke particles. Otherwise, today, maybe some early morning stray sprinkles and a high later of 77. We're at 58 degrees. All total yesterday, 72 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. So, nice rain shower. Reminder from Community Calendar, during the month of August, which, wow, it's coming up tomorrow already, right? The Okooch Mountain Humane Society will be taking part in Clear the Shelters, an event hosted by NBC to help get shelter pets into loving homes. And a Red Cross blood drive will be held tomorrow from 11:30 until 5:30 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by going online to redcrossblood.org. Those reminders from our community calendar today from WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, a public service. All right, Billy Joe Royal on a Thursday morning.
I knew it was over when you touched my shoulder, and I saw that teardrop fall from your eye. Love. Then break our hearts. Love.
take that from me. And though I can't touch you, I'll always love you. Now and forever, I'll still believe that love.
Pour a cup and turn up the dial. The Light in the Milk House show is on the air, fueled by Brouhaha, your hometown roaster.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Katie Bedward, your local Edward Jones financial advisor here in Richland Center. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
We'll look at sports today, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Michael Bush homered on the game's first pitch yesterday. The Cubs went on to beat the Brewers 10-3 to avoid a three-game sweep. Milwaukee leads Chicago by one game in the National League Central. The teams meet one more time this season, a five-game series at Chicago, August 28th through the 21st. Ian Happ homered. Pete Crow Armstrong went 3-for-4 with two doubles, and Kyle Tucker 2-for-3 with two RBIs for the Cubs. Milwaukee's William Contreras hit his fifth career two-homer game. Well, so Brewers back at it after a chance to maybe get a little respite today, and they'll be back at it starting on Friday. Other games from the National League, Pittsburgh 2-1 over San Francisco, San Diego 5, the Mets nothing, Cincinnati 5-2 over the Dodgers, Miami 2, and St. Louis nothing. In the American League, Boston 13, Minnesota 1, Toronto 9-8 over Baltimore. The Yankees beat Tampa Bay 5-4, Texas 6, the Angels 3, Athletics 5, Seattle 4. And in interleague play, Detroit 7-2 over Arizona, the White Sox 9, Philadelphia 3, Kansas City 1-0 over Atlanta, Houston 9, Washington 1, and Cleveland over Colorado. That final was 5-0. And that's a look at sports.
Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
19 minutes after 5 o'clock, the aerobic polka is right around the bend. It's powered by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
All right, time to get fueled up. Time to feel the polka power. Here we go. A one and a two and a...
Oh, yes, I simply must confess. You see, I met a girl that I adore. Then she introduced me to her sister, and I just could not resist her. I'm not sure who I fancy more. I'm in love with two sisters, I'm in love with two sisters. Not sure what I am gonna do. I'm in love with two sisters, I'm in love with two sisters. Hope that they are in love with me too. Attraction and a state of attraction. There are two of them, but one of me. I wonder if they would oppose if I decided to propose a marriage that would allow for three. I'm in love with two sisters, I'm in love with two sisters. What a predicament for me. I'm in love with two sisters, I'm in love with two sisters. They got me wrapped around one finger each. Sure, a tough diagnosis. I wish I could undergo mitosis and split my body down from head to toe. Then there would be two of me. You see, then I would be free. One of me to each sister I would go. I'm in love with two sisters. I'm in love with two sisters. Not sure what I am gonna do. I'm in love with two sisters. I'm in love with two sisters. I hope that they are. Sisters, I'm in love with two sisters. Not sure what I am gonna do. I'm in love with two sisters. I'm in love with two sisters. If you're lucky, I'll give one to you. If you're lucky, I'll give one to you. If you're lucky, then I'll give one to you.
Whoa, the Chardon Polka Band with the Two Sisters Polka. See, you thought you had problems. There's always somebody who has another or few more problems than you. So anyway, thanks for joining us today for the old Light in the Mill Cow Show. That was a peppy one. We need a cool down waltz today. How about Wisconsin's own Pee Wee King with Red Stewart on the mic and the Tennessee Waltz.
My darling, to the Tennessee Waltz, when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced him to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee Waltz. Only you know how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Waltz. Dancing took my darling to the Tennessee Wold when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced him to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee walls. Only you know how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were claiming the beautiful Tennessee walls.
Don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. We like living right, being free. We don't make a party out of loving. We like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse, and white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. Leather boots are still in style for manly footwear. Beads and Roman sandals won't be seen. Football's still the roughest thing on campus, and the kids here still respect the college dean. All together, everybody. Thank you. A place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse, by golly. And white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse. In Muskogee, Oklahoma, USA.
Merle Haggard and the Strangers live. All right, today's forecast calls for some stray sprinkles early on. Otherwise, it will be partly cloudy, hazy, and comfortable today. A high of 77, northeast winds 7 to 15 miles per hour. And then tonight, mostly clear and cool, patchy fog possible, a low of 52. Friday, mostly sunny and pleasant and 78, and so on and so forth through the weekend. Looks like a nice one coming up. This was the first morning of the work break that I didn't get out and got my feathers wet, get my feathers wet as I walked outside. It wasn't raining when I went outside this morning. It was the previous three. Right now we have southwest winds around 3 miles per hour, and we're up one from the overnight low. It's 58 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer at 530.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
I'm Kara Hart with Ag News on Brownfield. What does it look like to plant number one? Pioneer brand corn and soybeans are number one in the United States for a reason. Check out the view from the top. Plant Pioneer corn and soybeans. The vice president of the U.S. Grains Council says the United States is on track to set a new corn export record as trade negotiations move forward. Brownfield's Nicole Heslip reports from the 65th annual delegate meeting.
Gary Sifereth tells Brownfield,
"There's a lot of pieces you have to look. You know, there might be 25 different countries that are making up what would have been China back in 2020-21 marketing year when they were the big buyer the last time we set a new corn export record."
He says many trade deal wins will also come in the fine print.
We can lower the tariff, but there's many other different ways that a country could try to block those products. So that continues to be in the discussions that we have as we get asked for advice from USTR.
The USDA is forecasting a record 2.75 billion bushels of corn to be exported for the 2024-25 marketing year. In Grand Rapids, Michigan, I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
Thanks, Nicole. An extension plant pathologist says the U.S. soybean crop could be susceptible to more disease pressure in August. Dylan Mangel with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln says extreme temperature swings in the growing season could have an impact.
We think about August as the busiest disease month. That seems to be when beans start to show everything that's been happening to them up till now. We planted and then we got wet for a little bit, and I think that really led into a lot of seedling disease or root rots, as we might think of them.
He says a cool down is expected and that creates favorable conditions for white mold. Mangel also says growers should be on the lookout for sudden death syndrome and phytophthora as cooler temperatures and rain persist. Deputy Undersecretary at USDA Stephen Vaden fielded questions about the agency's reorganization plans from Senate Agriculture Committee leaders on Wednesday. Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar said the proposal has injected more uncertainty at a time when USDA's customers are looking for certainty and trust.
I did not vote for you, Mr. Deputy Secretary, but I did think that you would go in, based on your experience, and be able to do things that would actually help rural America. And I actually took you at your word when you had pledged to work with us on things that would help. That's not what happened here when we had absolutely no notice of what you were going to do.
USDA's reorganization plan includes relocating much of its agency headquarters and National Capital Region staff out of Washington, D.C. to 5 regional hubs. Undersecretary Vaden says the reason Congress was not notified earlier about the proposal was out of sensitivity for affected employees.
They should hear that decision from the secretary first and not from a leak that originates from somewhere else.
Vaden says USDA's entire focus in its reorganization efforts has been on voluntary decisions by employees. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
Content is king, especially content created and delivered by a trusted source. For more than 50 years, Brownfield has provided news and ag information to farmers. Brownfield's team of a dozen award-winning ag broadcasters works together to provide local and regional coverage, as well as national and international news and information, making Brownfield a household name for farmers. Thank you for listening.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Well, it's summer, the time of year we're supposed to spend time barefoot, relax under a tree, maybe throw something on the grill, take the weekend off. But if you're like me, it's also a very busy time of year. The days are longer, but still not quite long enough. So with that said, it's essential that you get your errands done efficiently. We've got hardware, plumbing, electrical, paint, lawn and garden, fasteners, ag supplies, pet supplies, groceries, and booze. I'm often amazed by the variety of items that my customers find in a trip to our store. Where else can you get construction adhesive, a wax ring for your toilet, stainless steel fender washers, dog food, a six-pack of beer, and a gallon of sassy cow milk all in one stop? Talk about a one-stop shop. We're still working on our store updates. The new automatic front door system goes in next, so please pardon our dust as we get that construction done. We are, as always, your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate you shopping local.
Another pretty quiet day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs ended the day higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market reports. It was a pretty slow day for direct cash cattle business. The lone bid to have surfaced was at $235 live. That was in Kansas. Asking prices were at $235 plus live in the south, but didn't surface in the north. Significant trade volume isn't expected to take place until late in the week. At the Hub City Livestock Market in South Dakota, compared to 2 weeks ago, steers 1,000 to 1,099 pounds were $10 higher. Heifers were not well compared. The USDA says demand was very good for the day's offering. Flesh conditions were wide-ranging from light to heavy. Quality on loads and strings were mostly attractive. But there were also a lot of plain to average cattle in packages. The market was active. Medium and large one feeder steers, 922 to 945 pounds, brought $343.75 to $344. Fox beef closed sharply lower with light demand for heavy offerings. Choice was down $2.20 at $361.99. Select was $1.57 lower at $340.91. Estimated cattle slaughter was 112,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and down more than 8,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a huge negotiated run. Processors were much more aggressive in their procurement efforts Wednesday and bid up to move big numbers. Demand continues to be the biggest driver in the cash hog market. The industry is looking ahead to this week's export sales report to see how global demand is holding up. China still remains that wild card, and domestic demand has been strong, which is also helping provide some price support. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up $1.20 with a weighted average of 113.34. The Iowa Minnesota closed 222 higher with a weighted average of 114.17, and the Western Corn Belt up $1.90 with a weighted average of 114.14. Pork values were firm, up 15 cents at $116. Picnics, bellies, and loins were all up, and estimated hog slaughter was 478,000 head, up 5,000 on the week and down more than 1,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were higher ahead of widespread direct business, and lean hog futures closed mostly higher on spread trade with support from sharply higher cash business. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. We are celebrating generations of progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment of all kinds. Mark your calendars August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Direct cattle business was quiet Wednesday. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You were made for farming, so is Stein. Each year, you look to make the most of every opportunity and define success on your own terms. Stein Seed Company is right there with you. Soybeans were lower, watching the weather. August was down 14 at 967 and three quarters. September was 13 and three quarters lower at 975 and three quarters. Corn was steady to firm on spread trade and oversold signals. September was up 2.5 at 391 and three quarters. December was 1.25 higher at 412 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher, waiting for direct business to start. August live was up 335 at 233.07. October was 327 higher, 229.72. August feeders are up 275 at 338.95. And hogs were mixed on spread trade and steady to higher cash during the session. August was down 22 at 107.02. October was up 47 at 89.20. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Recognizing the long-term dedication of America's farmers, today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork.
As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Many states operate Century Farm programs to spotlight farms that have been owned and run by the same family for more than 100 years. Louisiana is one of them, and Lily Adams Wiley heads the program there.
The past 100 years, there has been many ups and downs for our families and our farming communities. And being able to keep the land in production for the last 100 years is quite a triumph.
Two farms were added this month in Louisiana, including Brian Fontenot's.
How do you succeed in farming? This is number one. You find a good spouse that's willing to work and follow you and encourage you. And that's a big help.
Louisiana's other latest Century Farm was the Eden's Place Farm. Family member Connie Boggs Roundtree.
And we've been proud to be able to have had the use of this land through six generations, and we hope to pass it on to our children and grandchildren.
Louisiana has honored 87 Century Farms since 2014. Again, Program Director Lily Adams Wiley.
It is refreshing and rewarding to be able to interact with our Louisiana farm families, learn more about their past, their present operations, as well as what they foresee in the future for their family farms.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock holds sales on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. Slaughter sales are held every Tuesday at 8:30. Selling fat cattle, slaughter cows and bulls, baby calves. Cattle are accepted Mondays from noon to 8 p.m. If you have questions or cattle to consign, call the barn at 608-994-2020. That's Bloomington Livestock. Honest people, quality livestock every week.
I'm Mark Dorenkamp with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A feed commodity dealer says more farmers in the Great Lakes region need to consider planting high oleic soybeans. Harvey Commodities' Clint Cherney tells Brownfield dairy farmers in Michigan have started to change the demand picture.
Beans generally leave the state. We are an exporter of beans. We are currently importing plenished beans from other states into Michigan to roast and grind because of the lack of supply.
He says farmers are eliminating palm oil and other supplements with the switch and asking for more beans.
It is literally double, triple every year. Our problems for next year are supplying the beans to meet the demand for plenished meal.
One milking cow consumes about an acre of the beans each year. Cherney says that means more than 450,000 acres are needed just to support the state's dairy herd. And an economist says the lack of farmer participation in USDA surveys may have unintended consequences. Berent Nelson with American Farm Bureau tells Brownfield the decline over the last 10 years is alarming.
A fall in response rates can do a lot of things to jeopardize not just the data itself, but some of the forecasts that are built off of this data.
He says the lack of engagement can jeopardize the credibility of reports. Checking markets, August Class 3 milk futures on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange closed 21 cents lower Wednesday at 17.15, September down 27 cents at 17.52, October 27 lower at 18.04, November through January contracts 4 higher to 11 lower. Dry whey was down 0.75 cents Wednesday at 53.25. Blocks were up 0.5 cents to 167.25. Barrels up 4.5 cents to $1.68. Butter down 3 at 247.25. And nonfat dry milk up 0.5 cents Wednesday at $1.29. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Summer's in full swing, and so are the postseason Kinsey Planter deals at Johnson Tractor. All July, you can lock in special pricing while the sun's high and inventory lasts. Upgrade your operation now. Beat the rush and get expert help from the team every step of the way. Make the summer count. Visit Johnson Tractor or browse Kinsey Planters online. The best deals of the year are waiting, but only through July. Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn. A high temp today of 77. Otherwise, it looks like it's going to be a pretty nice day today after a few sprinkles early. For tonight, mostly clear and cool, a low of 52. Sunny and pleasant Friday, 78. Friday night, 53 with areas of fog. And Saturday, a high of 80 with mild conditions. West to northwest winds right now at 4 miles per hour. And we're at 58 degrees.
It's early. It's local. It's strong. Just like your coffee. Brouhaha powers the Light in the Milk House show, only on WRCO.
Shenandoah on WRCL for this Thursday morning, the final day of July. How can that be? I don't know. Just I always say once you get past the 4th of July, it just flies, and here we are on the edge of August. 58 degrees right now in Richland Center. Tony's weather is coming up here as we wrap up this portion of the Light in the Milk House show in just a little bit. Here's a Stone Cold classic from Charlie Rich. Rich on the Milk House Show from WRCO. We hope you have a great Thursday. We encourage you to drive carefully and stay tuned for great tunes throughout the day and the fourth day of our Walk with Grace auction that gets underway at 10 o'clock this morning. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Attention neighbors, your voice matters. Join Jefferson E. Davis, Wisconsin Statewide Election Integrity Coalition leader, for a town hall meeting to discuss this critically important topic right here in Richland Center. Come share your thoughts, ask questions, and learn how we can all work together to keep our elections fair and secure. The meeting is open to everyone at no cost. Let's make sure every vote counts. Don't miss this important conversation beginning at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, August 5th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. For more details, email goprc.chair@outlook.com or call area code 303-507-4430. Be heard. Be involved. We'll see you at the town hall.
The 22nd annual Walk with Grace will be Friday, August 8th at Kruska Park in Richland Center. And someone will win...
a new car!
Yes, you could drive away in a brand new 2025 Chevy Trax, valued at over $24,000. Get your raffle tickets now, just $20 each or six for $100. Buy from any Walk with Grace team or stop by the Grace office above Royal Bank, open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 until 3. Call 608-604-8255. Support a great cause and win big, a new car with Grace.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where the specials are country music and good neighbors every day.
Y-Connect Wireless delivers big carrier coverage without the headaches. Powered by the nation's largest and most reliable network, they offer the speed and reliability you need, all backed by a local team you can trust. Experience the 5G mobile network you deserve with outstanding customer service right here in your community. Y-Connect Wireless makes staying connected easy. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 1. Y-Connect Wireless. Big coverage. Local care.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, on this final day of July, we get a break from the heat for sure as Canadian high pressure starts to build down. Still a remnant band of moisture crossing southern Wisconsin this morning may produce a sprinkle or two, but that's about it, with increasing sunshine by midday. And this high pressure coming in from the north will actually bring us quiet weather all the way through the weekend. Should be some great conditions for being outdoors, enjoying your favorite activity. Early next week, though, south winds will start to pull back in higher humidity. Along with that, a weak disturbance in the area could kick up a few spotty showers and thunderstorms by Monday night or Tuesday, and that chance will linger just a couple of days, although at this point the rain amounts look rather small across the region. Our forecast for today includes an air quality alert through noon for the wildfire smoke. Don't be surprised if that gets extended. Otherwise, a chance of a spotty sprinkle early in the morning. Gradually more sun developing, but hazy, high near 77, northeast wind 7 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear and cool tonight, patchy fog is possible, low at 52. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny and nice with a high about 78 degrees, northeast wind between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night tumbling down to 53, mainly clear with scattered fog. Saturday looks like another great day with sunny to partly cloudy skies, mild with a high near 80. Heading into Sunday, partly cloudy, continued nice, low in the mid-50s, high up to 81. Monday, partly sunny with increasing humidity, small chance of a shower by night, low 57, high 82. Tuesday, mixed skies, warm and sticky, 40% chance of some showers or light thunderstorms, low at 60, high of 83. And Wednesday, chance of a spotty shower or storm, high 84. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 59 right now. Yesterday's high was 71. We picked up 72/100ths of an inch of rain. Record high 99 in 1988 for July 31st. Record low goes back to 1967. It was 41. Last year's high was 90 and the low 67. Sunset will happen at 8:25 this evening. Sunrise time, 5:51 for tomorrow morning. Southwest winds are at 2, barometer at 30.24. It's up a little bit from earlier. No precipitation today. And after a low of 57, we're at 59 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services, delivered with integrity and professionalism, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support from field to finish. They've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There is an arrest in the murder of an Arkansas couple out hiking with their young daughters. Arkansas State Police Colonel Mike Hager says 28-year-old Andrew McGann was picked up while getting a haircut.
We were able to take a monster off the streets and bring relief to Clinton and Kristen's precious girls.
Police still have not revealed how the couple died.